USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Mayor de Blasio announced Monday New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employees in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's caused to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds and became the Republican presidential candidate in the late 1900s, died in his sleep Sunday. He was 98.
The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announcing Sunday morning that the former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole died at the age of 98.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Writing in his memoir, One Soldier's Story, Dole said his experiences in World War II defined his life. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
About 35,000 years ago, when the first cave paintings were appearing and the time of the Neanderthals was coming to an end, Comet Leonard was the furthest point from Earth in its orbit. Monday morning, the comet's long journey into the inner solar system will have its closest approach to Earth, and it will be possible to observe it in the night sky. Ed Krupp, an astronomer at the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California, says you may see it near the horizon when looking northeast from the United States. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.